This is episode 2475 of the Who Cares News for Friday, July 30th, 2023. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
We're hearing that Vanna White is asking for what she deserves.
Really?
Apparently, here's $3 million a year salary hasn't been increased in 18 years.
Are you kidding me? Wow.
I just don't understand this.
She needs better management.
Right?
You know, if she says it's her husband, then she should divorce him.
Well, not only is she looking to improve her net worth to continue after Pat Sajak leaves next year.
Sure.
But she's also willing to walk if she doesn't receive at least half of what Pat was making.
Wow. So she's wanting like 7.5. Okay.
Yeah. He was getting 15 a year.
Yeah. That's a pretty big raise. That's double.
So Vanna's been part of Wheel of Fortune since 1982.
Yeah.
Which is the year after Pat took over from then-host Chuck Woolery.
There's only been like three hosts of Wheel of Fortune. I can't remember who the first guy was, but Chuck Waller, maybe Chuck was first, but there was another guy in between.
Pat took over from Chuck Waller.
Right, so there was the guy who was on, I forget, was he on E.T. for a while later on in his life? I can't remember his name. I think it was Bob something. But he was the first host. It was a daytime show. It was not an evening show.
Right.
It was on every day on NBC. So, I don't know. That's a long time ago for me.
Well, TMZ, they report that Sony is not on board with Vanna's demands.
Oh, wow.
Calling the negotiations very difficult.
Wow.
How difficult is it?
It's Vanna White.
She makes $3 million a year.
She's an American treasure. Holy crap.
She's been there 18 years, and this is it?
We don't know what's difficult is how much money Seacrest wants. He's going to want a lot of money. Yeah, he's going to want like 25.
And she should call up Seacrest and say, hey, this is a deal.
And they've already agreed to it.
What do they do with all this money?
Who? Ryan?
These people who make millions
right,
and millions.
Right, he's got no heirs. Right? He's got no heirs.
So far, no.
You know, I know he could send it all home to Mama Seacrest. I don't know. Maybe he's doing that.
Maybe he has.
I'm pretty sure Mama Seacrest is living pretty good.
Maybe he'll leave it to his pets if he has pets. I don't know.
I think he's got pets.
Goldfish.
He's got a girlfriend, but she's probably not going to get any of it. It's not like he wants to get married or nothing. I don't know.
Anyway. A source also told TMZ that Vanna feels...
He can adopt us.
Oh, I'm game. You know what? If he needs an heir, I'll step up.
There you go. You'll take a hit.
That's right. A source also told TMZ that Vanna feels a higher calling to speak out, saying she feels like it's a statement for all women. Yeah, I gotta agree. I mean,
look, here's the deal.
For all people. I mean, period. People, period.
Nobody is going to step into that job for less than $3 million now.
No.
So
they won't.
That's why it's difficult for Sony, because they know that.
And yeah.
She's a national treasure.
Well, they're being called out for not doing anything
for 18 years. They'll get Sajak's daughter. She'll probably do it.
Well, meanwhile, Ryan Seacrest will take over for Pat on Wheel of Fortune in September 2024. So he has a little, he has some time to frolic and stuff before he takes over. Longtime TV host said he was truly humbled to get the job and wrote that he was looking forward to working alongside the great Vanna White.
There you go.
The budget. Budget Vanna.
Budget Vanna. We'll have to wait and see what happens.
Well, social media is going to, I think it's already starting to blow about.
Oh, sure.
What do you mean that's all she makes?
That's right.
Vanna. People are going to be standing up for Vanna.
Team Vanna.
Now, you can't ever say that Kevin Costner's strange wife is trying to be cooperative.
Really?
Trying to, reach the middle ground.
Middle ground. There is no middle ground. She's due to be a very rich woman.
She claims that she'll move out of their $145 million beachfront compound in Carpinteria, California.
Yeah.
Provided that he agrees to her child support request of, it's just a mere $248,000.
Ouch!
A month. For the care of their three children.
Why does he care? Why? That's chump change to him. Just go away. He'll tell his accountant to write her a check. They'll direct deposit it into her account. I don't know if they can Venmo that much money every month. I think there's going to have to be a bank transfer. I don't know. That's a pretty big amount of money. 248. I want to get adopted by her.
Right.
We talked earlier about getting adopted by Seacrest. No.
Christine Baumgartner claims that the former couple's three children have been in her care, oh goodness, since the end of March, as Kevin has been working in another state.
This is probably now all of these things are coming out about Kevin Costner and really how much time he fathers his children. My guess is, and these are what, his seventh, the end of the seven kids, right? The three youngest.
This is like his second win.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
So,
because he's an old guy now.
He's got grown kids.
Yes. Right?
These are teens and preteens. So,
this is when you marry the young wife who wants kids.
The young, hot wife, right?
Yeah, and so she wants kids. You're old.
She's going to move out as long as he can give her $248,000 a month. She should be able to afford the rent somewhere in California for that, although I don't know.
All right, so she says, with all that being said, she's agreed to move out by August 31st, but that it's going to require major undertaking and can only be accomplished with careful planning. Translation is she needs the means to find a new home if Kevin so badly wants her out of their home.
Well, she's got to put down deposit money.
But there's people. There's people to help her do this. She doesn't have to lift a finger. Given the state of the rental market in Santa Barbara, this is an expeditious but reasonable time frame.
I don't know if that's reasonable now I think about it. Yeah, the rental market in Santa Barbara's crap. Yeah.
But like I said, there's people. Santa Barbara, there's nice places to choose from there.
I was doing some reading. The compound that they have in Carmenteria has like four houses on it. She doesn't have to move. They don't ever have to see each other. She can just live with the kids in another house. All of these rich people, that's what they're doing now.
Yeah.
They're living in the same compound together. And the kids go to one house one night and one house the other night. What's the big deal?
Well, there can be like if it's all joined together, there can be like a secret, like a door that separates the wings.
Right. There's that too. But it sounds like there's separate houses on this compound. So.
There probably is.
Yeah.
So why not? You know, why not stay there? It's, talk about expeditious and efficient.
Probably give her a little less money every month.
So she also says Kevin will be spending time in one of the secondary residences where his office is located doing editing work.
Well, he's busy on a movie. So there you go.
He is busy doing his project, his Western something project.
With our apologies to Taylor Sheridan, because Kevin Costner done him wrong. And Halle Berry. Yeah. More Who Cares on Monday. Have a great weekend, and
that's all the news you could care less about for this week.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.